We are catching a break from any extreme summer heat and humidity across the Northeast this afternoon. Temperatures are running largely below seasonable levels for the middle of July, and dew points are running in the mid-60s, which means that the air mass is not refreshing. There is a mugginess out there right now, but it's not feeling tropical. Remember that dew points near and over 70 are the threshold for those tropical levels of humidity. We've had a blend of clouds and some sun through the afternoon, and as we head into the late day hours and this evening, I can't rule out a few passing showers or thunderstorms, though I don't think it's going to rain everywhere. But if you're going to be out, have an umbrella with you. You might have to run inside for a little bit if any of those showers come through. And then as we go into the night, we'll see a blend of clouds and stars. Some areas of fog are likely to form overnight. Low temperatures will be mainly in the 60s. So we'll start with some fog in the morning. You'll notice a little more humidity tomorrow. Probably will be up a notch on the mugginess meter, so it'll feel humid. It'll be a warmer day. Temperatures should make it up into the 80s tomorrow afternoon. There is going to be a cold front pushing in from the north, so we'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine. With that front nearby, there will be the chance for showers and thunderstorms, especially during the afternoon. So tomorrow will be a day where you will need to pay attention to the weather, and if you are out, be aware that you might have to move to a safe place if any of those thunderstorms come through your location. And then on Wednesday, the front will slowly sink to the south, but it's still going to be close enough to bring the chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms. Wednesday will start to turn less humid, so you'll notice the humidity slide back. Highs on Wednesday will be largely in the 70s, with some 80s south of Albany. And right now, Thursday looks very refreshing with dew points in the 50s, which feels great this time of year. And right now, it looks like Thursday should be rain-free, so that'll be a fine day to spend time outside. It's actually not going to feel very summer-like, though, with temperatures in the 70s, so it's going to be a very pleasant day for outdoor activities. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy with a chance for evening showers, areas of fog, lows in the 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, warm, and humid, a chance for showers and thunderstorms, with highs in the 80s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy with a chance for evening showers, patchy fog, lows in the 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, warm, and humid, a chance for showers and thunderstorms, with highs in the 80s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy, a chance for evening showers, patchy fog, lows in the 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, warm, and humid, a chance for showers and thunderstorms, with highs in the 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably cloudy, a chance for evening showers, patchy fog, lows in the 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, warm, and humid, a chance for showers and thunderstorms, with highs in the 80s. Region-wide on Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sun, a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs in the 70s and 80s. And on Thursday, partly to mostly sunny and less humid, with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.